I think from the very beginning. I came of a large family. My mother died young. 11 children. That made an impression on me as a child. Mm-hmm. I was a trained nurse. Went among the people. I saw women who asked to have some means whereby they wouldn't have to have another pregnancy too early after the last child, the last abortion, which many of them had. So there's a number of things that are one after the other that really made you feel that you had to do something. I naturally didn't want to see women take all the suffering of childbearing and of pregnancies. So it was a pleasure, in a sense, to think that you were striking at an archaic law, which it was. Mm-hmm. It's put it on the statute books by Anthony Comstock some years ago, and no one had stood up against it. No one had tried to change the laws. And at that time, not even a doctor had a right to use the United States mails and common carriers for books, for learning, for anything that he had to do with this question. It was considered obscene. The whole question was considered obscene. The population question is a great concern today, and the rate at which births come in to the, we're saving them now. At one time, when children died, they didn't have the food. Mm-hmm. Today, our population all over the world is getting certainly better consideration and better conditions than they had at the time that I was there. I went to every country because I was invited. And I didn't spread go into the country myself. I was invited to go to Japan and to speak there, have 8 lectures on the question of birth control and peace.